Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. It's Mary and for Maria, and we are talking to Barbara Borison. She is a nationally recognized professional development provider with 25 years of experience in autism spectrum education and is a mother of a teenage son with ASD. And Barbara brings her unique perspective as an educator and a parent to her latest book called Autism Spectrum Disorder in the Inclusive Classroom, How to Reach and Teach Students with ASD. And we all know it's the numbers don't lie. There's a lot of kids out there that need this information of this sort. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Barbara.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So give us an idea of what the research is saying about ASD and what was the inspiration behind your book.
Well, I think where the book came about is that I think Scholastic kind of recognized that there weren't a lot of books out there for general educators. There's lots out there for special educators, but more and more these days, students on the autism spectrum are landing in general education classrooms, and these teachers don't necessarily have any background or get any support in how to help them. So, as you know, the rates of autism spectrum diagnosis are skyrocketing now. So there's more kids out there, more of them are landing in general education classrooms or inclusive classrooms, and these teachers needed help. And that is really where the book sprang from.
Okay, so that makes it unique in that it basically is for educators.
Well, not so much that it's for educators. I think there's plenty of books out there for educators. What makes this one a little bit different is that this is really written for general educators, again, who don't have as much background in autism spectrum disorders or any background as special educators do. I think what also makes it unique is that, as you mentioned, I've been working in the field of autism education for 25 years, and it was quite a while after my career began that I had my son who's on the spectrum, and as you mentioned, he's a teenager now. So for many, many years, I've sat on both sides of the table in the special ed office and at parent-teacher conferences, so I've kind of seen the view from both directions. And in my book, I use that dual perspective to reach across the table, you know, to bridge the gap between school and home, between parents and educators. And I try to portray every student on the autism spectrum as a whole person who is more than his or her challenges, while also addressing the many obstacles that they face at home and at school. And I think that perspective also makes my book different from most other books that are out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so interesting you say that, because when you talk about parents interacting with teachers in a parent-teacher conference, let's say, what would you say parents can do to partner with their teachers about their child's, has been diagnosed with on the ASD?
Partnership between parents and teachers of students on the spectrum is so important. I really believe that one of the best predictors of success for these kids is an open, trusting, collaborative relationship between home and school. But I've seen so many parents who are distrustful of the school and so many educators who are dismissive of parents. So I'm really trying to bridge that gap. So I always urge parents to share your wisdom. You know, you as parents know what makes your child act out or melt down, and you know what makes things better. Teachers may not be able to implement every suggestion you make, but go ahead and offer what you've learned the hard way all these years. Why leave teachers to reinvent the wheel? You know, as a parent, I suggest asking for a meeting near the beginning of the year with all relevant faculty and staff invited. And in an ideal world, that meeting would include classroom teachers, therapists, special educators, paraprofessionals, coaches, the school nurse, even lunch and recess and bus staff, too, ideally. And,
right.
You know, and parents can share information that might be helpful in different contexts around the school, like what kinds of things set your child off, what helps, what makes it worse. The more the school knows, the better they can help. But at the same time, even though we parents know our children best from a historical point of view and a holistic point of view, I think it's really important to remember that the teacher knows them best at school. And school presents a whole different set of important challenges than home does. School is where our kids get prepared for the real world, you know, where they're going to have to function eventually to whatever extent they can. So when the teacher describes your child in ways you don't recognize or ways you don't even particularly like, it may be because school is stretching them in new directions, important directions. You know, a school should stretch our kids ever so slightly outside their comfort zones. Stretch them, but not stress them. And with the right support, that's the zone where learning and growth happen.
The book is for, it's written to general educators, but parents are grabbing it up, I'm assuming. And when was it published?
Well, it was originally published in 2011. It did really well, I'm happy to say. But so much has changed in the autism landscape since 2011 that happily Scholastic and I saw fit to bring out a second edition. And I'm so pleased and honored that Scholastic wanted to do that. And that has just come out. It is truly hot off the presses. So it's got all the most up-to-date information about diagnosis and prevalence, about technology in the classroom, and lots of other new elements that weren't in the first edition. So it's essentially
it's
brand new. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. So it's a second printing with updated information in it. So as a parent and an author and an expert of autism education, what else would you suggest to parents of children with autism?
You know, I understand that raising a child on the spectrum can feel overwhelming and isolating. The fact is our families are often on very different trajectories than other families. But I just kind of want to put it out there that there are so many of us out there now. You know, one out of every 68 kids today is being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. So I would urge parents to really look for and try to find a support network of other people who live this life, who really get it. See whether your district has a special ed PTA or PTO. The friends that I've made there, we laugh together over a cup of coffee. We cry together over a glass of wine. We understand each other in ways that no one else does. Also, I'm part of a super helpful and supportive community on Facebook. It's called the Special Moms Network, and any mom who has a child with any kind of special needs can join. It can really help you recognize that you're not alone. If you're feeling lost or you just want to bounce some ideas around, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can contact me anytime through my website, www.barbaraborison.com. It's BarbaraBorison. And you could order the book through my website or at Amazon or through Scholastic. And I hope that you'll think about getting it for yourself or giving it to a teacher to say, hey, I know you're going to have your hands full with my kid, but here's something that will help you out.
Barbara Burleson, thank you so much for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And when